Hey, everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. I'm glad you're with us. It's the only 18-minute short podcast. We have a really special guest today. You're going to learn a lot from her, and then you're going to want to reach out to her. So I have Michaela Grace from Graceline Institute. How are you, Michaela?
I'm so great, and I'm so happy to be with you. How are you?
Me too. And it, as you said, she just got back from a yoga session. I got back from a run. So I'm glad no one is looking at either one of us because we don't look that great, but at least our
that
voice.
Enticing. Yeah, we're not looking enticing, but hopefully our hearts will be felt through our voices.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. So Michaela, it's hard for me to believe. This is like over a year ago already that we were together at Greenspan Network when they did this, the buyers conference up in Savannah, which is up in Carefree, Arizona, which is coincidentally funny that I'm now living in Cave Creek, but Savannah was one of the reasons that we moved here. We have some family here as well, but as I said to you, we just love this high Sonoran desert, but obviously aside from the buyers being able to buy products, doing your gig was one of the highlights of any of the Greenspan networks that I have ever been to.
Oh, that's very kind. Well, we had a blast. It was 150 people really diving deep into self-discovery, and it was a total joy to watch. So
it's interesting. We talk about self-discovery. I just used the word with you before we got on air, metaphysical. And I'm always... I have been in my life, everybody's life's different, so I'm just sharing mine, but I have been, I think, a great connector of mental and physical, but there's a lot of parts to this, right? And especially now where people are, what do you call what people are? Wired, stressed out? What are people using for terminology to describe themselves today?
Well, we're living at an unprecedented time for basically manufacturing. We're not taking chemicals, we're making chemicals, more so than usual in terms of creating stress hormones and, you know, negative kind of neurotransmitters that blast our system because we're living in a time of unprecedented stress. So a lot of us try to medicate outside of ourselves by taking something to basically alter a state. But we also have, as a collective consciousness, we're going through a time of the great unknown with so many pressures put upon us. So we're also making, in addition to taking, chemicals that are putting us into a level of stress that most of us have never experienced. And we also, because of computers and because of stress levels, workloads, you name it, we now, from a neuroscience perspective, have the attention span of 6 seconds.
Yeah. So, you mean so adding it lasts that long? We can go 6 seconds? Heck, that seems long these days, right?
Right. Yeah.
Do you know that that when you talk about manufactured products, it's you don't mean just pills. It can be booze. It can be pot if it's legal. It can be a lot of other things that people are just trying to escape what they perceive as not a very good day.
Absolutely. And we're trying to medicate outside of ourselves oftentimes to literally change our state, change our brainwave, change our mood, change our personality, our patternality, our environment, and we're looking outside of ourselves to change that state. And the work that we do at Graceline in terms of being an emotional intelligence and consciousness school is we are teaching people to essentially change a trait, right? Not change your state and just get this mild little short-term hit or dose of escapism or like a fabricated version of getting out of stress, but really can we transform from the inside out and take administrative authority over self on every level, mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. We talk about five fitnesses, even like financial fitnesses, an aspect of that because it's the coming and going of energy and efficiencies. So I think
take a breath. That was a mouthful.
I know. That's true.
I love it. Wait, I want to come back to the fitness part in just a second here, but I always remind people like you, I mean, you're not a counselor. And we know this, people have to, they need sometimes just a nudge to find their own direction because sometimes we just can't figure it out on our own. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that we are collective beings, so we need each other. And sometimes a counselor is good at offering reflection, and that's on one level out of four that we store information. Is sort of, we have these four hard drives, right? You're storing physical data, emotional data, intellectual data, belief patterns, thought forms when you go through an experience, and then spiritual data, or even sonic data, and basically the neural network of the body, you actually have information. So a therapist can step in and really help us evaluate one of those hard drives and see what the mind is making things mean. But in my personal belief, the most beautiful medicine comes from relationships that are rooted in evolution, that are usually friendships. I think friendship is the highest form of love, and it creates laterality. So instead of there being this sort of therapist or healer or guru that I go to, you know, that can provide me insight and help once in a while, I think sometimes our greatest epiphanies come from the people we surround ourselves with, and there's an equality in that journey together. So we need community, and we need each other, and we need friendship, essentially.
It's funny that you use the word collective, because I love that word, and we use it all the time. But as you noticed, we named our podcast Flock and Gather, because I always talk about how us as, well, speaking particularly of the wellness industry, because it's the one I'm in, right? So it doesn't matter whether it's spa, salon, medical spa, whatever part of this wellness world you're in, but we like to flock and gather and be together. And there's a comfort, right? There's a heartwarming in being with people. They don't even have to be of like mind. Sometimes you just want to be with other people. That's part of the reason why this coronavirus is so hard on people, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that not to get too nerdy, right? But we have
We love nerdy. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, we have these like mirror neurons, right? And so this idea of, we really come to know ourselves through the reflection of other, but we mimic each other. So a yawn is contagious. If someone smiles at you, you almost don't know how to not smile back. Like, we have this mimicry that happens because we're such communal beings on a very soulful, deep, deep, coherent level, right? Like, our heart coherence longs for music and longs to be in an orchestra that's bigger than us, and that we want to harmonize back with whatever's coming at us. And so I think during this time with Corona, the isolation is a really big deal, because we need reflection to come to know ourselves. I read a beautiful thing once about Saint-Exupéry said, this idea that what love really is this idea of us falling back in love with ourselves through the pooled reflection of the eyes of another, like that we come to know ourselves through how others are seeing us and reflecting us back. It's this, you know, constant sort of echo chamber of like, I bounce into you, you bounce into me. And the other thing I want to say really quickly too about flocking and gathering, which I think is such a beautiful image, is we use the image, again, very nerdy, because I'm teaching quantum physics, and when you're looking at the unity field and unity field mechanics, I try to get people to understand that you have trillions of cells in your body, and those cells don't work against each other, right? The liver cell doesn't say to the skin cell, like, oh my God, you get to be out in the sun having a party, you have it easy, and I'm detoxing and dealing with all the junk, and that's not fair, right? Like, the liver cell doesn't fight with the skin cell and work against each other. They're really like in unified coherence saying, I want this beautiful body to move forward. Well, I really believe that about humanity, that each human is one cell in the wider organism of humanity, and we really need each other. And so another way that I say that is, we're all a feather of the same winged being, like we're all a feather of the same bird, and that we're meant to not only flock together, but we're meant to understand that only through interdependence and collaboration can we take care of the planet and thrive. And during Corona, it was this huge opportunity for, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love, when I was looking through your website, you have an expression there that says, every human is a healer, every human is a leader. And for some people, you know, going down the path of smiling every day, like you say, mimicking, right? Use that word. I'm always smiling. In fact, I've had some of my friends say, you know, when they go, they want to come back as me, because I always seem to be having... I always seem to be having good days. But Michaela, there is something in us that lets, it's okay to, I'm going to dive back a minute and then I'll come back to this. My father-in-law used to say, it's okay to get down. It's natural. But after 20 minutes, you have to get yourself up and get back in the game, right? And so for a lot of people, it's not quite as easy as that. Mm-hmm. But getting, you know, gathering information from people like you, it what helps them with a mental understanding of what they can be. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that we essentially oftentimes when we get a little disconnected to self, we start to form our identity extrinsically versus intrinsically, meaning we're bouncing off of the environment to sort of say who we are, but the greater happiness is found in terms of, you know, even biochemically, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, the greatest happiness is found when it's made from the inside out. And happiness is actually a chemical. It's a chemical reaction. Every feeling is a chemical reaction. So we have this opportunity to learn from masters like you who can find something to be happy about and walk the street being happy. And, you know, the studies show this is a profoundly cool thing. The very fast snapshot of it is that we can now measure emotional intelligence coming off of a body, like someone's home base emotion. We can measure it like we measure the wattage of a light bulb or the volts of a battery. Like we can actually measure the EQ, emotional intelligence of like an invention or a painting. And so get this, you're going to love this because it's about you and how you move in the world, right? Is that if you're someone who genuinely wakes up and just is happy about the planet, happy about the world, and you can create like happiness, chemical happiness in your body from the inside out, you are actually operating like a little light bulb that is counterbalancing. If you truly have unconditional love for yourself and the planet, you're counterbalancing 750,000 individuals who are living in a state of pain, shame, blame, or suffering.
Well, you know what? I love that. I'm going to keep smiling. In fact, I might up my wattage today so I can help 1.5 million people around the globe.
I love it. Good plan.
Feel better. Okay, I want two more things I want to talk about with you. Again, on your people, you have to go find Grace, G-R-A-C-E, GraceLineInstitute.org. What Michaela and her team do are, it's amazing. It's probably even more amazing now in the time of the virus when a lot more people are home and just not performing like they should. And even with my wattage going up, people still need help. But I used to live in Minneapolis. There was a guy on the radio there that he had, and people would call in and they would say, you know what happens, right? My wife left. I didn't pay the mortgage. The dog left. The car's broken. You know, it's like the old country Western song, which is not anymore. I don't know where that came from. But anyways, he used to go, hey, make a move. Do something, make a move. And you talk about that on your website where you say it begins when we decide to begin. People, you've got to make a move, Michaela, right? You've got to start or nothing else will happen.
Absolutely. So this idea that we are our own inception point, right? So a huge premise of the Institute is that we believe we're trying to help with human potentiality and liberation and freedom, like actually getting memory, energy, story, narrative, trauma, drama out of the body. Like we teach people to do for themselves the clearing out of actual emotional memory. So if you go to talk therapy, people will say to me all the time, like my mind cognitively understands what I need to do, what I need to let go of, and what I need to move into. And like, I've been in therapy 10 years. Why am I still mad at my dad? Right? And it's because you have this totally separate hard drive storing emotional memory. So we have to go do something. We have to make a change. We have to actually move out of how that emotional memory is clouding the future. And so we take people into very deep trance states where they learn to actually clear emotion, which is stored in neuropeptides and, you know, fat cells and tucked away and hidden for later to be felt later because we're all so much in stress. When we hide emotion, we're limiting our capacity to move forward. And the most important thing to know during COVID is that we're limiting, if you limit your electrical current around your body, when you limit electricity, you limit immunity. And so one of the number one things we can do to shore up ourselves and be of good service to our communities is to actually raise immunity through clearing emotionality.
I have two more things that I want to talk to you about. Why is it so hard for people to begin? Can you tell me there's one or two kind of sticking points that it's hard for people to, I'm quoting Joe Suchere, make a move? Why is that so hard?
Well, I think it's hard because we are creatures of habit and repetition. So so think about, like, this is a funny analogy, but say I'm a terrible mayor, right? And I'm trying to run my little town and I'm giving a bunch of kickbacks to my cronies and it's a pretty corrupt system and you run against me and you're just better for the job, better equipped. You have big changes, big ideas. So when you basically win that office, I hand you a clipboard and you've actually, like, taken over the office. Well, it takes, you could basically make no change whatsoever and put no effort into it and every system will just keep running the same. But it takes far more momentum and energy to try to, like, you know, pivot something than it does to stay in that habituation. And they've actually proven that about genes. Like, epigenetics shows us that we have habits and repetition even from genetic data. We have habits and repetition of doing things the same way we've always done them because it's like an autopilot. So it takes far more energy to make that change, even though it's healthier. And so we're locked in these kind of repeating belief patterns, emotional patterns, expectations. And when you get into the quantum physics of it, you're driving your momentum tunnel or potentiality field forward based on what you expect and what you hunt for, you find. And so then you collect data and interpret data. So, example, if you go to, like, a dinner party and you think no one there likes you, you're going to look for little micro movements on the face of someone and prove to yourself no one likes you. So to answer your question in a quick way, the reason it's so hard to start is it's scary to get out of patterns that come so automatically that every part of us is putting one foot forward like we're on cruise control in a car. It takes a whole lot of effort to change potential once it's already left the gate. Like, we're already moving forward.
You were going to tell people, do one thing today. What could be one takeaway that could help them, get short of going to gracelineinstitute.org, which they should do anyways, but what's the one thing you could tell our listeners to do to help them get started?
Yeah, the immediate one thing is, if you want high immunity, you need to create alkalinity in the blood. And the number one way to do that is breath work. So if you get 11 straight minutes of over oxygenation into this sweet little body, this sweet little system, and you create alkalinity in the blood, you're creating an ecosystem that is inhospitable to a virus, a pathogen, a parasite, a bacteria. You're actually making yourself an environment that doesn't groove with that. And it's really easy. You were born to do it. You just need to breathe.
I love breathing. Okay, my last thing I wanted to ask you, how does sauna and salt, you have them on your website, can you just give us a quick on how do those things help in the process?
So we're helping people detox, and usually that's drop their narrative, drop their story, but detox on every level. So drop emotionality, but also physically, we have this chemical load, right? And oftentimes people want to do good work in the world or they want to be happy, but they don't know how to create that because their toxic barrel is so full. And so it's hard to, like, care about sea turtles if you're so stressed you can't, you know, get to school on time, get to work, get enough sleep at night. So we help people detox on every level. And so what far infrared saunas do is open up all the pores and help actually take the toxic load down, where you're getting rid of toxins seven times better and seven times as fast. And what the salt chamber is about, which is vital, especially since we're an environmental agency as well, is that we're missing vital nutrients from the food, air, and water supply. And so being able to take in vapor through the skin while it's open, because that's the largest breathing organ, specifically of medical grade magnesium, which helps with cell transport and communication between, like, the microbiome, the belly, and the brain. We're getting people to refill their cups with vital foundational nutrients and minerals and things like that. And if you really think about that, it's what we all need. We need to get rid of the old and take down the toxic load or stress load. But we need that moment every day of filling ourselves back up so that we actually have something to give.
That is a great, that's a good way to end, by the way, because I love it. So I know it's cliche about your glass being half full and half empty. Yeah. I like my glass overflowing.
Same. That's right? Such a great analogy. Yes.
It's a good feeling when your glass is overflowing. And I think for folks who are having a hard time with it, I think once in a while, you know, when you, we always say this about golf. Okay, I'm a crappy golfer, but I like to play. But when you you play 18 holes and you're going to swing the club 80, 90, 100 times. And sometimes it's just the one pure, absolutely beautiful shot that is that overflowing toxin release in your body that goes, I can't wait to do it again. And that's kind of what you want to get buried into your muscle and mental memory, because it's so fabulous. Michaela, I'm so glad you could make time this morning, even though we got the East Coast, West Coast thing screwed up, but we got back on track. Anyways, and the best place people can reach out to you, right, at gracelineinstitute.org. That's the best way to catch you, right, and find out about what you do and what your company does.
Yeah, absolutely. And everything that we do is also virtual, including fractal films that are like doing ayahuasca, but with no drugs and alcohol, because we're a sober services institute, but we're really trying to help people during COVID just shore up and grid up. So,
and as we know, our friend Adar Vinagay at Dazzle Drew, I loved his session. All about it at dinner during the full moon. So there was a convergence of events going on there too.
Michaela,
thank you. It's been a pleasure. Can't wait. Hugs to virtual hugs to you. Can't wait to see you again.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day.
And people, remember, please be kind to one another.